League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why exactly were you going, ya-ta-ta-ta-ta,
ya-ta-ta-ta-ta? I've never been able to figure that out. I was talking about it yesterday. I don't know what that's from. That doesn't sound like something I would
He's saying camiseta.
That's what I'm saying?
Yes.
Why does it sound German?
Because you're German.
Huh. I was saying camiseta?
Camiseta.
I ran into somebody who likes Dell.
Oh, look at that.
What?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
And guess what? She's a friend
meet.
Of yours and mine.
Who, Kate?
Yeah.
Kate? Oh, I love
Our
Kate.
Girl Kate from, I saw her at Ryan LaShane's. It was Canada Day, so went to Riel yesterday. And had some poutine and some other the food was great.
The
and
whole then, context is insulting, to be honest. Yeah. Guess
why,
what?
Why are you appropriating Canadian?
No, not that.
No, not that.
His guess what? This unique thing happened to me yesterday. I ran into someone.
So I went and said hi to Jerry.
Kate likes Dell.
Yeah, I went and so I was. We were there for Canada Day, so we went by and had some good food, some good drinks. And then I ran over to, and it's not appropriating culture when Ryan is Canadian, but I did tell him, what's Canadian about this? He goes, there's Canadian bacon on that, and there's poutine here. He goes, don't worry about it. Just order. So then I
couldn't
even
understand it when you put him on the phone. I couldn't understand.
Oh, you couldn't?
No.
Was it too loud? You sound like you had been drinking.
A little bit.
And then you got on a scooter?
We scootered all over, up and down Ventura, and we went bar hopping, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's gonna end in injury. Bar hopping and getting on a scooter.
I'm only gonna hurt myself, so that's
fine. Yeah, I know. It's gonna end in an injury for you for sure. Well, I remember when you broke your rib one time falling on some steps. That's coming.
Yeah.
So I went over and saw my man Jerry, who's the tattoo artist, was there and talked to him. And as I'm walking back, she goes, "Lance," and I said, "Oh my gosh!" And it was Kate. So I was talking to Kate for a while. And she's the chef.
She's so awesome.
Really talented chef from Tony's. Really talented. Ryan told me, he goes, Lance, she's one of the best cooks in the whole city. She's great. And I said, is that right? And chefs know. He's like, she's a good cook, which is, that means she actually does stuff, and she's really good at cooking. Like,
wow.
She actually,
Del,
she
did
just,
you hear what he said?
No, she doesn't just
keep moving. Just
she doesn't
keep,
just stand there at the pad.
Don't let John distract you.
Says, you cook. I'm just gonna expedite. He's like, no, she's legit. And she was great. She goes, I listen to you guys all the time. She said, I've got it on an app. I listen on the app, and I listen. You make me laugh. And I said, yeah, we're great. Me and John are really great. And she goes, and I like Dell, too. And I was I said, take him or leave
she
him,
loses
I guess.
Some points
I, and I asked
there.
Her, I said, have you ever heard Sean Mapes before, like when he's producing? Do you know who Sean Mapes is? He's elite. And then she didn't know Sean Mapes.
And what did she say?
She didn't know him.
Yeah.
Look at all the Colombians.
Well, he's
coming
on so infrequently. I mean, when he gets his shot, though. You know what? He's like that minor. He comes up. He's Brandon Walter.
He's
when
no
he comes
longer
up,
part
he
of the show. He's no longer part of the show. The Colombian women walk by and he's out. He took his headset off. He's talking to them. I have never seen these two women before.
No, so, yeah, so.
Are they new
Colombian women?
No, she's Iranian and taught herself how to speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. Did you see that the Mexican national team, the most shocking thing from this.
You would like what the hallway looks like, John. That's what
oh,
I'm
you mean
say.
The pictures of all the.
No,
oh, okay.
The what's
Got
walking
it.
In the hallway.
Okay. I was watching the Gold Cup, and the most surprising thing I've seen in this Gold Cup was El Tri. They have a black player on their team.
What?
He's of Colombian descent.
On a Mexican team?
Yes. He is of Colombia. He was born in Colombia.
You've never seen
it. I've never seen it before. He's from Colombia, but he's now a citizen of Mexico, and he was on their national team.
That's a sign that it's true globalization in soccer now. If Mexico is willing to add a Colombian player who is of the darker persuasion, then they have officially crossed over into whatever it takes category.
Don't they have
Because they don't do that.
Don't they have inappropriate chants over there?
They have been docked for that in the past. Yes, they've done stuff. But it's less about it's more about like calling out someone's like masculinity and suggesting that they're gay but using a bad word for it. Stuff like that. But I was watching it. Wait a minute, what is going on here? And I was I was like, where did he come from?
How do you like El Tree more?
I never disliked them because
you do.
Can I finish the sentence?
Okay, go ahead.
I never disliked them because of the look of the team. I disliked them because they're a rival of the U.S.
Yeah. But now John's asking, are they less of a rival?
No, they're not. They're
you
still
know
a rival.
Who loves Mexican
are they
soccer
more
teams?
Lovable now for you?
You know who's a fan of the Mexican soccer team a little bit more right now? Israel. Not the country, the caller. I just have to say that for people who don't know, like, what is she trying to make a political statement? Like, no, it's this caller who only likes black players.
Israel. Well, Israel told
us. He'll like the U.S. soccer team.
You've hated Cam Smith, but Israel was right.
No,
about
he was right, man. From the very beginning, I've been so anti-Cam Smith. I didn't even want them to trade Tucker for the last 2 years.
Not that white guy? You didn't want that.
I would have gotten Cam Smith a year. I would have pulled him right out of college. Of course, if they had traded Tucker when I wanted, Cam Smith would have still been in college.
That's true.
We wouldn't have gotten her. Do you understand that Cam Smith's going to be an all-star? Do you understand that we just stole Cam Smith?
Yeah.
This is a rookie hitting almost 800 OPS. He's up to 280 now, batting average. If no one looks at batting average anymore. But just to give you an idea of an old-school metric and new-school combined, by any metrics, he's starting to hit with more power. His OPS is slugging. Yeah. You know, you're up to almost 800. Do you know there's only one guy hitting over 800 OPS is Jeremy Peña. And the only other guy headed in that direction right now, Cam Smith. You got me to thank for this. I've been putting so much pressure on this organization to trade Kyle Tucker.
Wait.
I finally made it happen. So welcome, Houston. I deserve this.
Wait. We got Lance to thank for Cam Smith. You didn't even know who Cam Smith was.
Wait till you see who we get for Yordan when I put the feet on him.
He just drank his coffee with his pinky out.
I know. He just Kermited us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't even know who Cam Smith was.
I watch a lot of college baseball.
No, you do not.
No.
I knew exactly who he was.
That's a lie.
There's a lie.
I wanted the Cam Smith of players, whoever that was.
A version of Cam
Smith. Yes, I was looking for your team's
Cam
Smith.
Of players.
Yeah, whoever your team's Cam Smith was. If we had traded to the Twins, I wanted their Cam Smith. If we had traded him to the Yankees, I wanted their Cam Smith. They probably don't have any because they're always trading guys out. Hey, a couple of interesting notes. This is crazy to me. This actually should be talked about a little bit more. Jake Paul is officially entered into the WBA cruiserweight rankings right now. He's officially in real boxing rankings right now. Now, he's 12-1 with 7 KOs, and he's number 14 right now. He beat 39-year-old Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., by the way, he's fighting at a heavier weight than he ever was. He was not in great shape. And he's a much older fighter. I mean, 39 is old for a boxer, really old. And so he beat him, but he was a world champ at one point, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But I think this is pretty. I think this is pretty interesting that Jake Paul, even though he's been and when he did fight a boxer who was younger, Tommy Fury, he did get outpointed. I mean, I watched that fight. He got outboxed. He was just beat to the punch. He was jabbed from distance. Fury knew how to box. But I think it's pretty interesting that Jake Paul, a former streamer, is in the cruiserweight rankings. Like, he's officially number 14. I'm not doing any more of these dumb fights. You know, when he fights real fighters, I'll take a look. The Tyson thing, I was like, okay, I'm done. I was never going to pay for any kind of Julio. I don't even know if that was on pay-per-view. I assume it was. But I would think that Jake took a little hit after the Tyson stuff.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I mean it was a
huge ripoff.
It was a joke, and so now I'm. But I am curious. Like, I am interested to see what happens. I think it's pretty interesting that this guy's ranked in the cruiserweight rankings, and at some point you can't protect him anymore. Like, at some point he's going to have to fight somebody ranked higher than him in that division, and that's when I want to see what he has. He's made himself a much better boxer. If you've actually watched him, he puts his punches together better. He's in better shape. He takes it very seriously. He has respect for the sport. So, you know, I respect anyone who's willing to put the time in that they're supposed to put in and gets better at their craft. And he has, but I get a feeling that there's a glass ceiling here and he's going to hit it. I do think he has real power, but I think he's going to, anytime he faces a legit boxer, he's just going to be outpointed and outclassed. But I don't know. I'm willing to see what happens. Another sports topic that we probably won't get to, Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
The number two seed at Wimbledon was beaten in the first round yesterday. And you know what? She lost early on a couple of, you know, she won the French Open, and then she lost, and she looked great there. And then she, was it the French Open or the Australian Open? It was the French Open. And then she lost a couple weeks ago. She lost relatively early on, and then she loses in the first round here. Not great for Coco Gauff. That was a disappointing loss. I mean, the first round, just terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't happen where the champ loses in the first, the French Open champ loses in the first round.
No, never.
But you see, I mean, she's not alone. The top 10 seeds, 8 of them are gone in the men's and women's. 8 of the 20 top 10 seeds are out. So there is a bunch of upsets going on at Wimbledon right now, which is not good for Wimbledon because you want the biggest names to be there, but it's so different playing on clay.
Yeah, Berlin tennis. She was beaten 6-3. How long ago was this? By Xinyu Wang, beat her. She's ranked 32nd. Xinyu Wang.
Oh.
And she was
female
beaten.
Female tennis player.
She was beaten. She was, and that was like not long ago. She was beaten by her. So yeah, Coco Gauff is struggling a little bit right now, and sucks to see her out of there so quickly. Out of the there's a U.S. player gone. That's after winning a slam event this year.
Twitch. She's not food. She's a female tennis player.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's rude.
Xinyu Wang. 713-780-3777.
Holy crap! This may be. She may have two losses in a row. I think that Wang loss. She hadn't played anybody until. I think she's lost two in a row now. Not good. Not good. Well, she may get relegated.
Yeah, and she's got all the money you could possibly need.
She got $5 million this year.
Yeah. I mean,
she's 21.
She's doing great. All right.
By the way, it's my favorite slam on any if you criticize an athlete that somebody really likes, or not even an athlete, an entertainer, Elon Musk, whoever. If you criticize somebody where everyone's a big fan or there's people who are big fans of that person, they all go to the money card on you. Yeah, he is. Well, he's got so much more money than you. I'm like, well, yeah. Of course, I'm not sitting there saying that kind of stuff, but I notice that when I read, everyone's going to, like, if you said something about, man, Coco Gauff, this is really disappointing. I think she's going to be fine with her $5 million, which is way more than you have. I was just saying that was a disappointing loss. Why are you making it about my personal finances?
Because... You're criticizing.
How much debt do you have? What? Yeah, she can buy a house with cash. Okay.
Yeah.
Just said she didn't. She wasn't very good on her second serves today. Why are you coming after me?
Well, I mean,
how much college debt do you have? Because guess what? She has $5 million. I just said her first service, she wasn't doing a very good job in the near court of placing her first service. Why are you coming after my college debt?
Because you're
yeah, you gotta. I mean, people, listen. None of them are going to do you. Nobody that you're caping for on social media. Elon is not going to touch you inappropriately, where you hope or well, some people hope appropriately. You can put a cape on for him as hard as you want, but he's never gonna go, you know, down your pants. Okay, he's got his own stuff he's worried about.
He does that a lot, though.
You don't have to. Well, yeah. I mean,
he does that. Are you sure? Odds are he might.
That was a bad example.
Yeah.
Somebody else, really anybody else, because he's putting Sean Kemp to shame. Kemp is like, Sean Kemp and Antonio Cromartie are both saying, we are so far behind. Combined, they're like, Elon is blowing us away. This is sad.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon is... I think Nick Cannon's up there pretty close. But yeah. Elon will go three deep on you on just in like a couple months. And I always wonder how that works with the current girlfriend. Like, hey.
Hey.
What about these two? When did this happen?
How come we have kids that are the same age?
I'm trying to repopulate the world. Well, that's a... Hang on a second.
Well,
this is she has new brothers? I didn't know about this, Elon. You just take your payment and be quiet.
That's your Elon?
Yeah. I don't really have one, but I'm assuming that's good enough.
All right. We got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Anything you want to talk about? I mean, we're all over the board today. Does it really matter? Because it's a holiday week.
Oh, really, you want to get to Yordan? You want to rehash Yordan coming up next? Some people may not know the good news.
Yeah, people know the terrible news. We got a break. I got to talk about East River 9, okay? Love me some East River 9. East River 9 is fun. East River 9 is 9 holes lit. Listen, you can't play during the day, okay, because you got to work or whatever. Okay, well, whatever. You can play at night. Okay, you can go to East River 9 because they got lights there. You can play pickleball. You can go to the bar. You can drink. You can eat. You can play golf. I mean, is there a better place? You can go ahead on the drive. The driving range is beautiful. I don't know that there's a prettier skyline shot than East River 9. I just don't think there is. I mean, it is gorgeous. Our city is gorgeous, and that's the best place to see it. It's a great place to take a date. It's a great place to go play pickleball. It's a great place to go get your drink on, your food on. It's got all the sports all the time. It's a sports bar. It's great. And you know what? You can get a corporate membership where, okay, guys, a boss, you want a team building? Okay. Or you want your employees to take clients out? That's a great place to take them out. They're not doing it in the middle of the workday. They're doing it after work. So you get them to work all day, and then you got them entertaining clients at night at East River 9. Perfect. All you need to go is East River, the number 9, eastriver9.com. Get on out there. If you haven't been there yet, it's awesome. East River 9, the number 9.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
I am looking at a headline in the New York Post. Deshaun Watson taking Shedeur Sanders under his wing as mentor to Browns QBs.
Nice.
I mean, how bad is that for – how horrible is that for Shedeur?
It's not great. I got to ask who the starter. Ryan was asking me. He was in Cleveland doing a charity thing, charity food thing, and he had this cab driver. They were talking. They were talking about Shedeur Sanders, and this guy's like, you know, the cab driver in Cleveland's going crazy about Shedeur Sanders. And I get it. You know, fans are really excited. And so the question was, what is, like, is he going to be the starter? And I don't remember who it was. Who was on a broadcast with Shannon Sharp, I believe it was, and on one of his podcasts, because he's not on TV right now. And somebody who has ties in Cleveland who said the first two quarterbacks right now, that Shedeur is a distant third, and I don't know where Flacco would fit either, but they say it's Kenny Pickett and Dillon Gabriel are ahead of the other two guys. Now, that's not a huge surprise for me. Kenny Pickett has played NFL football. He's been a starter. He's been around the league. Dillon Gabriel is a five-year starter in college football, 3 different teams. He's learned multiple offenses. They say he's an absolute bookworm. I mean, a playbook, you know, monster. So he gets in there, and I'm sure he's ahead on the mental reps. We'll see what happens. Shedeur's more talented, a more talented thrower than Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks, to me, is a career backup. Shedeur's got a chance to be an NFL starter. But Kenny Pickett may end up coming out of there as the starter. At first, I thought it was going to be Joe Flacco, but I think it's Kenny Pickett.
Flacco.
You think so? Over Kenny Pickett? Like, because Pickett, well, I mean, I don't know what the upside is on Pickett. Well, I guess the upside is on we haven't seen Kenny Pickett's best football. He played in Philadelphia, you know, got to sit and take mental reps. Maybe he'll be a lot better now. It wasn't a great situation in Pittsburgh when he was there, but I don't think Shador is going to really be a thing this year. I mean, he will be on ESPN television, but I don't know if he's actually going to be a thing in the NFL. There is no pressure for them to play a fifth-round quarterback. So he'll have to legitimately win that spot to get on the field, and that's going to be tough. There's going to be some competition there. But with the help of Deshaun Watson, anything's possible.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you want a mentor,
mm-hmm.
if you need a mentor.
About what it takes to be a pro.
Right.
If you want to know what it takes to be a pro and how to get ahead in the NFL and how to really hone your craft, I don't know if anyone's better than Deshaun.
Yeah.
The best birthday parties. The greatest TikTok dances. Can you believe that that's the same guy that we literally were in love with for 3 years?
Yeah.
We're like, this guy is a great person, number one, first and foremost. Number two, an elusive quarterback. He makes winning plays. Like, Deshaun Watson was the ship early on in Houston. Man, even though he hung on to it too long and didn't seem to read defenses great, he made a lot of plays. And it is just staggering now that he's a guy that is a big-time punchline for being a pro, just for being a pro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, he's done well in his personal life.
Is there any way we can get him back here to mentor CJ?
Yeah, it's a good thought. I didn't think about that. I mean, sure we could.
Why are the Browns so lucky to have him like that?
All right, let me ask you a question.
$230 million mentor.
So it's guaranteed money. How many draft picks would they give us to take him back and get that off their book? Seriously, you got to pay us draft picks.
Yeah.
So Deshaun Watson could potentially bring in like a total of 9 draft picks when it's all said and done. Give us 3 more. You take him back while CJ's on his rookie contract, right?
Yep.
He's the backup, and you get more draft picks for him.
How many draft picks? Like we had to do with Brock.
Would you take 3/3 to bring Deshaun back and just and just eat his contract?
No.
Right, what about a second and 2/3?
No. What did we give up for Brock? A second rounder?
Yeah, we gave up a second rounder. Will you please take him?
Yeah.
But this is a lot more money. So I'm thinking
A first.
So a first and a second.
At least.
A first and a second.
I don't know. This is a Laramie Tunsil deal. I think you get 2 firsts and a second.
Yeah, you really screwed Cleveland on this one. You say you want any cap relief?
Yeah.
Come up off those draft picks.
But they don't get the cap relief that goes against their cap.
Can you imagine a first?
It all rushes to the front.
But it's actually real cash. They don't have to pay him.
Right. Well, I don't know what kind of situation he's in.
Yeah, the cap hit would be just.
The cap hit is staggering.
No. Because it's guaranteed. I got to see on that one because it's not signing bonus. The signing bonus rushes, not the whole contract itself. So actually, they wouldn't. But it's impossible to get anyone to take that pick, to take that trade off you, unless. So the whole thing does not hit you. It's all the signing bonus does, hit your cap. But here's the question, because it's fully guaranteed, so I don't know. I'd have to check. Jeff, if you're listening, let us know how that works, or Rodney or any agent who's listening. But would you be willing to listen to a deal while you got a rookie contract? You can't afford it now. You're too capped out. But in theory, would you listen to a deal where you don't even have Deshaun in the locker room? You bring him back just to get draft picks.
Would you not have Deshaun in the locker room?
I mean, who wants him?
He's
there?
A mentor now.
That's a good point. He is.
I did nothing better. If I'm Deion, I'm like, what? What? Why did we? What did we send him to Cleveland?
Well, I don't
Why
think he you... was on the. Well, was he on? Was Cleveland on his list of places?
No draft. His no draft list.
He really wanted him with the
Giants.
I'm
pretty sure he got rid of that no draft list after the 4th round.
Well, yeah, but by then you had a bunch of teams that weren't able to talk to him, so they weren't going to draft him. So I know the Giants is where they wanted him. But, yeah, Deshaun, the mentor, something I never thought I would see. I never thought we would get to that point. Because, first of all, I thought he would be a starter. I didn't think he'd already been mentor roles.
Here.
This is his second Achilles, right?
Deshaun's?
Is this two Achilles or was it a knee and Achilles?
It was a knee, right?
Well, yeah, high school knee, college knee.
He tore his knee up here.
Pro knee.
Yeah, he tore
And this is an Achilles.
Practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after the Astros won the World Series. The Astros win the World Series, so we lose Deshaun.
Is that three ACLs for Deshaun?
So.
Dating
so
back to high school?
What is he mentoring? Like, this is the size of the towel you use? This is appropriate. Listen. That one's too big.
Navigating
one.
The pressures of being a quarterback in the NFL, I believe that's what he's mentoring. I don't feel like that is something he's actually having conversations about. And like you say, you don't know. That's why I say I don't feel like. I don't feel like that is something he's approaching other quarterbacks with and saying,
"How about this?
Hey,
no,
your towel's
size.
Too large.
That's too big, that towel. Little small, little, no, come on. You can do better.
What do I need what do I need a bigger towel for?
Be better.
Or smaller towel for? This is just a towel I use to dry my hands before I grab the football again. Why do I need a small, what do I need a bigger towel, smaller towel for? What are you talking about?
Never mind, Rook, you don't know.
Yeah, I'm confused. Yeah. Aren't they all the same, pretty much, the quarterback towel? Why are you talking to me about towels?
Love the towel. I love Deshaun towel mentoring. All right. That's what I love. 713-780-3776 is the number. Big ups, Caitlin Clark. And, well, she didn't really play, but the Fever win the Commissioner's Cup. Y'all didn't even mention that one time.
Mm-mm.
Y'all didn't mention
We're clarked
that.
Out.
Sorry.
I did see the uproar over her being voted ninth. The fans were one. The media was four.
The players had her.
The players
were nine.
Now her season is dookie, but she's playing injured, but she's still shooting less than 30 from three.
She's not shot the ball well this year.
No,
she's not.
And she's still shooting those stupid long shots.
Everybody's up in arms because the players voted her ninth. But she's not good this year.
Like the ninth best guard. Yeah, she has not played well. It's
but
fine.
Now an All-Star game though, everyone wants to see her.
Of course,
let's be real.
It's a TV
but
event.
But all of the people rushed to. So I saw all of the Caitlin Clark. Cape wearers who are rushing in to save her. We're all on social media. Hey, Caitlin Clark! Hey, Caitlin Clark! This league's going to fold because of their racism to Caitlin. And then I saw, hey, wait, Aaliyah Boston was 9-2. I think they just hate the
Fever.
Fever. I think all the players hate the Fever because Aaliyah Boston's been really, really good, and she's 9-2, and she's black. They just don't like the Fever, the Indiana Fever. And the Indiana Fever may just not be likable.
Commissioner Cup
Commissioner
champions.
Cup
Commissioner
champions.
Cup champs, yeah. Say it with
your
chest.
Hey, they got 500 large out of it. They got 500,000 for
wait,
that.
Wait, the team?
Yeah, the team
split
got 500,000.
Split 500K.
That's actually huge.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's more than their salaries.
No.
It depends.
Well, what's Caitlin making?
Players?
72?
If you're a veteran, it just depends on
how long
you've been in the league.
500,000 divided
but
by
But for some of them, maybe,
is less than you're in the $40,000 range.
They doubled their salary.
$40,000 range. No, they didn't. You're getting $40,000
apiece. I bet you they got some $40,000 players on that team.
But that wouldn't be double. You're saying some of them are making $20,000 a year.
Their salaries.
Yeah. Double their salary.
This is something I'm going to say I do know. WNBA players aren't making 20K. The lowest paid ones aren't making 20K a year.
No.
They get 40, so they doubled it. They're making 40. So they doubled with another 40. That's what I just said. And I would imagine there are some. If Caitlin Clark's making 72 or 82, whatever she's making, there's some $40,000 players on that team.
But she's a rookie scale. Does she get bumped up?
Yeah, she was the number one pick. So I would imagine there's $40,000 players.
Okay,
in the
how much
WNBA.
Do you think the highest paid players? The highest paid players are all $249,000.
Right.
The lowest paid 0 to 2 years of experience is $66,000 plus.
Yeah. So it's a little more than you think.
Yeah. All right. They picked up 2/3 of their contract. Congratulations. That's a big up.
No, it's great. Any bonus? Oh shoot!
In
every
Indiana,
every player in
Indiana,
every
you can buy a mansion. With
every player 000. In every sport, the major league, every single player loves playoff shares, and this is an in-season paycheck. There's a reason NBA players kind of like this, too. They get paid, too.
nice little bump.
Yeah. Yep. No, it is good for them.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I was just, it's funny, we got a caller. Who's the caller, Dell? Ashton, who wants to talk about Spencer Arrighetti. I was just reading Chandler Rome's notes. The Astros put out notes about all the guys that are injured, and Spencer Arrighetti is on there. What do you say, Ashton?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to talk about if we should temper our expectations with Arrighetti's return. He's got a career 1.377 whip. He's been a below league average pitcher. I'm wondering if the bullpen would be better suited with all these starters we have coming back. Anyway, just want to hear your thoughts. Enjoy the show.
It'll be interesting to see how they go about it. Spencer Arrighetti, though, has got a 1.37 whip because he has blown up a couple of times. Spencer Arrighetti has been
He was great last year.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I still feel positive about
him. He's had a couple of blow-ups, but, man, I'm not Spencer Arrighetti. It's going to be interesting. Spencer Arrighetti in Florida threw a 15-pitch side and then a 20-pitch side 3 days later, okay? So Spencer Arrighetti is getting back. J.P. France threw a 26-pitch side on the 27th, and it was originally scheduled as a live BP, but it changed due to weather. Luis Garcia threw his second live BP. Christian Javier threw two innings in a live BP session, and he also threw a 25-pitch live BP on the 25th. So, man, it looks like guys are starting to progress where – back to the rescue. But it'll be interesting to see with all of this time off for all of these guys, you know, what do you do?
Who's making it back exactly? Who are all these guys coming back? Like, honestly, these guys have all been on injured list for a freaking eternity now.
Yeah.
Who's coming back exactly? Who are you waiting to come back, John?
Well, you know, Javier wasn't good.
I don't even want
Luis
to talk
Garcia
about...
still hasn't pitched with
We're
the
not
pitch
even
clock.
Close. We're not even close on those two. They're pitching like 26 pitches, 25 pitches apiece. Who are these guys that are – I'm waiting for – it just struck me. We're waiting for everybody to come back. Nobody's coming back.
I don't know. Well, I think they're coming back. I just don't know who they are. I just don't know what they're going to be. I mean, do you put them in a rotation with guys as opposed to Brandon Walter, who's been pitching, and you know what you're getting? Or as opposed to a Christian Javier, who you have no idea. You have no idea what he's got and who he is.
Mm.
I mean, Luis Garcia hasn't pitched with the pitch clock yet. Or he threw one or two outings, and he was terrible. JP, he can't rock the baby anymore with the pitch clock.
I'm not worried about that. Who cares? Well, he can.
They said you can't.
Why can't he as long as it's inside of the – so
they
it's not. It has nothing to do with the
pitch
clock.
Cannot rock the baby anymore. It's out.
It's not the pitch clock then because you can do anything as long as you pitch, as long as you get your throw off.
Right, if you go with 2 seconds left and you start rocking the baby, they say that windup is too long. You're actually violating the pitch clock.
I've always thought that was overrated because the guy pitches from the stretch all the time.
Right.
And he was fine. So I just kind of – I've always felt like that was no reason. It doesn't matter. I don't know that he'll ever pitch again. I don't even –
Well, he will. He's throwing. What are you talking about?
He was throwing before, and then they had to shut him down.
Well, I know, but it's 2 years now.
I don't
care. He's going to come back.
Okay, sure. I'll play your little
guys
game.
Guys actually come
I'll
back.
I'll play your little game. Astros pitchers will come back. Sure, we'll play that game.
Okay.
Wisniewski, France, Javier – we know it takes a minimum of 2 years to
done.
Get back.
Wisniewski's done. But Garcia, Javier, France, and Arrighetti are all throwing.
All four of them come back this year. No chance.
Yes. Yes.
Garcia will not come back this year. Garcia will never pitch for the Astros again.
What are you talking about?
He'll never pitch for the Astros again.
He hasn't pitched in 2 years.
Exactly.
It's Tommy John. He comes back after 2 years.
Exactly. I don't think he'll ever be the same. You got too many pitchers
coming
back.
Now, that's a different statement. That he won't come back is different than he won't be the same.
I mean, the guys I'm looking at are Eric Geddy and Javier. That's all I care about at this point. Wisniewski, whatever. Luis Garcia, I've written you off. If you come back, that's great. If you don't, whatever. I'm counting on Javier.
JP? Eric,
they're the ones you pitched. Yeah, I think JP France will come back. That's a shoulder. I think he'll be back. I don't know if he'll be good, but he'll be back. He was okay when he pitched. You know, he was okay as
well. That's the question: is does Javier move right into the rotation?
Yeah,
I guess.
Lance McCullers did.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he may move right in for Lance McCullers, but yeah, I think he. You just use him as an opener, basically. He goes two innings, just like you did with Shohei Ohtani. By the way, Ohtani hit his 30th home run, and he has 102 mile an hour fastball so far. Like we're this guy is an absolute. There will never be another baseball player that we'll see in our lifetimes like Shohei Ohtani. Never. We're watching something that is going to go down historically over a 100-year period as the one of one. You know, the one of one from 1950 to 2050, one of one will be Shohei Ohtani. 102 mile an hour fastball with prodigious home runs, just a tremendous feat. That's just and a little aside there because what got me thinking of that is Ohtani the other day went two innings, you know, and threw the 102 mile an hour fastball. It was grounded out, by the way. They picked it up later. It didn't even show up on the screen. It went 101.7, I believe, is the speed, but it's the fastest he's ever thrown, and he's basically an opener right now while they come along slowly with his arm. My guess is that's what Christian Javier will be when he gets back.
Yeah.
You're hoping he goes three innings more than likely.
See, that's harmful though. I mean, you got guys that can give you four and five innings, and you're going to throw Christian Javier out there for two. You're going to tax the bullpen.
Well, in one game, yeah, you probably will, or you just have a second starter. I mean, if you start getting it, you know, you have him followed by McCullers maybe, and Christian Javier goes however many innings, two, and then Lance McCullers, you try to go four, and then you try to go bullpen after that. You're still taxing the bullpen any way you look at it, but what other way are you going to do it? I mean, I guess you could go out there and just say Christian Javier, a 75-pitch, even 75-pitch limit could be a three-inning affair.
What you're saying then is you've got a seven-man rotation if you've got another starter with Christian Javier.
Well, I don't care what you call it. I'm just calling to get through his start, but he's probably not going to be out there with a 100-pitch pitch counter right off the bat. He's not going to be. Probably
then
at
why
75.
Start him? Just
when
let
do you
him
ever
in.
Start him?
You what?
Well, you have to eventually get him to – he has to pitch so he can get into starting shape.
Yeah. Well, don't
what are
worry.
You to do with him?
Don't worry. Colton Gordon's only going four. Or five.
Well, this guy gets paid. He's got to become a starter. Like, he's getting paid good money from Jim Crane. His job is to be a good starter. You got to let him stretch his legs, get his wings under him, get his breath under him, and become a starter. What are we doing? We're just going to throw him in a bullpen?
The Astros never waste any money on, you know.
Well, I'm not saying that, but Lance McCullers came right in and started. Why would Christian Javier not do the same thing?
Yeah. Well, because, we'll see. Because he can only throw two innings. Lance McCullers was throwing four, could throw four or five by the time. And maybe they'll wait till Christian Javier can throw four
My
or five.
My guess is he'll have a 75-pitch pitch count. Like, if you do a good job, you go, you know, 50. Hey, 15 innings, you get five innings out of a 15-pitch inning. But Christian Javier is going to work a little harder. So my guess is he's 3 to 4 to start off. But that's fine. You go 2-3 starts like that, then he moves up into the 85 pitch count range, then 100. That's fine. That's just what it takes to get him back. I mean, but make no mistake, Christian Javier, the goal is to get him back into prime Christian Javier form, the pre-injury, like many players have done. Justin Verlander won a Cy Young after having a Tommy John. So, you know, there's no reason Christian Javier can't become a great pitcher again, but you gotta let him throw. Like, at some point, you got to let him throw, and there's going to be some times you may tax the bullpen a little bit. Oh, well.
Yeah, all I'm thinking about is the Christian Javier that we saw last. And that's unfair because he was injured.
Yeah,
that was unfair.
He was.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right.
That other one was hellified. The one that no one had any chance of hitting, that Christian Javier was the best. One of the best Astro pitchers I've ever seen. When he was on his stuff, oh, my God, no hitters in the World Series? What? Yeah. What?
What? What? All right, breaking it. When we come back, a little college football. Paul Feinbaum said something that is what? That's another what? Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.